to welcome you back to Sling Stones. I pray that you are aware of the presence of the Lord around you today, that you and I live and breathe and have our being in the presence of God, in the presence of incredible, incomparable love. I want to recommend a book today, a collection of meditations from the mystic writer Meister Eckhart. Meister Eckhart lived at the end of the 13th, early 14th century. He was a priest. He was also what would be known as a Christian mystic. He wrote at a time that's not all that dissimilar to the time in which we're living, when values are really being placed at risk. These two men, John Sweeney and Mark Burroughs, have gone through the writings of Meister Eckhart, and they have collected statements that they feel are worthy of meditation. They're very brief, but I have received this book as a gift from, well, a member of my team, Sally Robinette, and I love it. I have it as a little supplement to my devotional time. I use it from time to time. I want to read one of the meditations, very brief. It's entitled Joy Meets Joy. In my hurry, I often forget that you desire to seek those who have gone astray, even me, and that my work is to free myself of myself so that you can be born in me, and so your joy in seeking meets my joy in having been found. That's rich. I want you to listen once again to this last line. It's about God's joy in pursuing us and the joy that erupts inside of us when we have been found by Him. To free myself of myself so that you can be born in me, and so your joy in seeking meets my joy in having been found. Profound thought. That God seeks us with joy. That, as it says in Song of Solomon, which I've mentioned before, that His desire is for us. That even in Isaiah 61, it says that we have been given a new name, and that new name is sought after. I don't know what your day is like, what your week has been like. Mine has been very, very challenging. I would say that the pressure of darkness has assailed me in many ways. And yet there is such comfort in knowing that God is ever pursuing. He doesn't turn His back on us, and that He has a joy in seeking us that really unleashes the joy that we experience when we have been found in Him. Lost sheep found in Christ. Powerful, powerful thought. Well, I want to encourage you, if you'd like to have a little supplement to your devotional time, look at the book, Meister Eckhart's Book of the Heart, Meditations for the Restless Soul. Well, the last time we spent time together, I shared some thoughts that come out of the book of Philippians, and I want to do that again today. There are many books of the Bible that I find as my favorites, certainly the Gospels most of all. The Acts are exciting. But the book of Philippians is particularly rich. And the tone of the book of Philippians is so encouraging, especially for those of us that, well, we find that the accusations and the darkness of the evil one come against us, and we need our hearts uplifted. And I think that's part of what the book of Philippians does for us. Well, I was reading, and I want to make some comments out of chapter 2, and I'm going to just read a couple of verses that Paul writes. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and one in mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interest of others. From there, Paul goes on to talk about being more and more like Jesus, and then he makes this powerful statement that Jesus, who in very nature is God, did not consider with equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. There's a richness here, and I love the tenderness. You know, Paul can be a very stark theologian at times, and he also, in his approach to dealing with issues of sin and discipline, at times can appear to be somewhat harsh. I wouldn't say that is true across the board of Paul, but there are moments in which you read some of his statements and it can cause you to pull your chair back a little bit. But this is a very tender side of Paul. I love the way he begins, "If you have encouragement from being united with Christ." Wow. That's a foundational principle that I think we all need to wrap our heads around, that because of Jesus and that we have found a place in Christ's home, that there can be, even in the darkest of times, a great encouragement. We're united with Christ. As Paul said in Romans, and nothing can separate us from being united with Christ because of God's love. And that powerful statement that he also makes in Romans 8, that God who gave us Christ, is he not willing to give us all things? And that promise that God even uses all things to shape us more deeply into the likeness of Jesus Christ. And so Paul begins with this whole idea of, if you've received any comfort from Christ, any oneness in spirit, he then goes on to say, then, what I'm asking of you is that you be like-minded. Now, I have to admit that for a long time, I thought like-mindedness meant that I would be like Jesus. Well, of course, there's a truth there, and it comes up over and over in Scripture. But I think what Paul is saying to this group of Christians is, share values of Christ. Do you hear that? Share the values of Christ. Be like-minded. You know, one of the things that I love about the Healing Care family, and that would be those individuals that serve with us at events and that are really committed to the idea that God wants to touch the emotionally broken and set them free. What I love about this family is that we do share common values. As a matter of fact, we have a list of values that we gather around. And there is something comforting about that, because even though we can in many ways express those values in differing ways, we know that we all share those values. For example, one of our values is the value that journey matters, that the Christian life it's a journey. This journey has ups and downs. There are successes and failures. There are good days and bad days. But all of these movements of the Christian life are moving us closer to Jesus. And so we share the idea that we're on a journey. Another value that we share is the concept of being a wounded healer. This is really important to us in the Healing Care family, that God is willing to use the place of our deepest brokenness when we offer it to him. Not only as a place of shaping our lives, but as a place of encouraging and even healing the lives of others. I love the fact that when we gather together, that we don't have to hide the fact that we've all spent some time in the ditch, or that we've made mistakes, or at times we've wandered from the path. We are wounded healers. Christ has met us in our own brokenness, and out of that brokenness, he then can use us to bring healing to other people. I think that's a marvelous value, that it's great that we have gathered around that. This is what Paul is emphasizing, that we be like-minded, sharing the values of Christ. Now, I have to be honest, there are times in which I am challenged by what I would call the recognition that the church seems to, in some ways, embrace values that are more of the world than values that are of the kingdom. Our citizenship is from another place, another kingdom, and it doesn't always match the values that we see prioritized in the media or from our political leaders. But we have a different kind of value system. And that it's important to us that we gather with other Christians and share those values. Scripture here talks about the fact that we're willing to share his love, share his compassion, not be selfish, not demand that we're always the one that wins, that we're willing to be humble. By the way, we as a nation have been honoring the passing of President George H.W. Bush recently. And one of the things that really grabbed me in some of the ceremonies that I watched was how often people talked about his humility, and that even at the end, he didn't want the attention to be upon him. That's a key Christian value, isn't it? The idea of humility, that we are willing to value others and care for others more than ourselves. This is why I think this passage speaks so loudly when Paul talks about the fact that Jesus, though he was equal with God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. But he made himself nothing. He made himself nothing. I have to say that there are probably many, many times that my tendency is to move toward using whatever, if you will, power I have in my life to be an advantage for myself. And yet, Paul's encouraging us to share the tenderness and the compassion and the humility of Jesus and to look for opportunities to actually encourage others, help others win. The whole idea of I'm willing to decrease so that someone else is willing to increase. Could it be that in the Christian life, the more we move toward adulthood, the more we're willing to shrink so that others can have a place at the table, so that others can succeed? That's a powerful thought for me. There's a tenderness, a gentleness, a compassion that I think is reflected here. Again, going back to this issue of the remembrance of George Bush, the whole idea that he was after a gentler nation. Boy, we could really use that word as a people today. It's hard not to be challenged by the cross of Christ when Jesus uses, in essence, weakness as a way to battle evil, to introduce good, and to advance the kingdom of God. That Paul's challenge is an important challenge. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, I'll bet you do. I bet you're a Jesus person, and you are encouraged by your relationship with Christ. And he says, and if you have received any comfort from his love, oh, I do. I'm sure you do. As it says in 1 John 3:1, that God loves you lavishly because you're his child. If you receive any comfort from that love, if you share the Holy Spirit, I know you do if you're God's child, the Holy Spirit is present within you. If there's any tenderness and compassion, then let joy erupt by being like-minded. No division. Share the central values of the kingdom of God: kindness, love, mercy, grace, generosity, forgiveness. And extend those to the people that most need it. I am sure there's someone in your world today that would be blessed if you, moved by the values of the kingdom, would extend to them kindness, love, mercy, generosity, forgiveness, grace. People need it. It's part of the way of Jesus. I pray that something here today will draw you close to Jesus, remind you that we are part of a kingdom that has a very specific set of values, and that you'll find someone today that you're willing to extend that to. God bless you.